I don't know about party A and party B, but I do know this. In my household, I do the cooking and the cleaning. My husband tends to the yard and our cars. And yes, we fall ever so neatly into those traditional gender roles. But what about same-sex couples? When there are two husbands or two wives, what happens to those roles? That's something Sarah Hawley's been looking into. She's a psychology researcher at the University of California, Berkeley. She joins us now. Sarah, welcome, and tell us a little bit about your study.
I started by taking one very gender stereotyped pattern of behavior called the demand withdraw interaction. Demand withdraw is when one partner, and that's typically the wife in heterosexual relationships, engages in demanding behaviors such as criticizing, nagging, or pressuring the partner for change.
I've never done that, ever.
Never. And the other partner, on the other hand, might withdraw by avoiding confrontation or non-verbally disengaging from the discussion.
So what happens when you're looking at a same-sex couple?
Same-sex couples show the exact same patterns of demanding and withdrawing behaviors. So one partner would have a complaint. The other partner was avoiding. And this happened equally for the lesbian couples, for the gay couples, and for the heterosexual couples.
So what does this say to you about the bigger gender roles?
We have this mentality of men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And so you throw up your hands and say, oh, he's, you know, avoiding. That's just what men do. Or, oh, my wife is nagging again. That's just what women do. And it's really not like that. Some of these roles might flow from other factors such as who desires more change in the relationship. And in a lot of heterosexual relationships, you see that the wife is in a position where she might want more change across a number of domains and acts in these nagging or demanding ways, whereas the husband in some ways is in a one-up position. So I'll go to my housework example. If the wife wants the husband to do more housework, he actually, by withdrawing, maintains the status quo, and that can be a kind of a winning scenario, if you will. And partners can get entrenched in these behaviors, but it's not that there's something essential or fundamental about being a man or a woman that's leading them to these positions, as you see from watching gay and lesbian couples fall into exactly the same types of patterns.
So drawing this out, are there any lessons to be learned for straight couples?
These behaviors are flexible. If you are finding yourself stuck in these demanding or withdrawing cycles, instead of writing it off to this is the way men are and this is the way women are, perhaps look a little deeper and see if you can figure out what's underneath this. Think about other ways that you can react. There's nothing that's fundamentally pushing men towards these avoidant behaviors and women towards these demanding behaviors.
Sarah, if you don't mind, I would like to ask you a personal question. Doing this research, have you found that it has affected your own personal relationships at all?
Yes, it has. I laugh sometimes because I see myself doing exactly the behaviors I should know better than to do.
Are you a demander or a withdrawer?
I am actually a big withdrawer. So this research has helped me become much better at sticking it out. So in the face of conflict, whereas in the past I think I might have wanted to run out of the room, now I think, okay, that's not going to help solve this problem, so why don't I stick around and talk it out?
Sarah Hawley researches gender and psychology at UC Berkeley. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.